Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, happy sensational Saturday on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin. And we've got Jan Drake Bakke with us, and we're waiting for Chris White to call in. But in the meantime, we have a contest going on. Can you believe that? Now go over to Facebook Psychics Gone Wild group, and there is a video that asks, what is it that Jethro posted? Well, what is it? Watch the video and give us your most creative and fun answer, and you will win a prize today. And you're probably wondering, what is the prize? The prize is a surprise. So as soon as we find the winner later on in the show today, we will definitely let Jethro know so he can get a hold of you through Facebook, and you can find out what your surprise prize is. Hi, Jan. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Good. Thank you. How are you? And have a happy Saturday. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday! Woohoo!
Yay! And by the way, I found that email from Carol. Just letting you know that I do have it here.
Okay.
If you want me to read it.
Yes, this week, and today's the last day of the week, but we are trying to help someone find someone, and that is something that psychics do, is that they often will help find people that are missing. In this case, if Jan would like to go ahead and talk about that, I think we found Chris. So I'll let you talk about that, okay?
Okay. Okay. This is from Carol Carey, and she's a friend of mine from another group that I belong to online, and she's part of another spiritual group, and we're all sort of connected together anyway. But she has asked me, and then I went ahead and gave it to Jethro for the group, for the Psychics Gone Wild group to look at, and he's been talking about it every single night now on our shows, and all the psychics have been giving readings on this particular subject, and she is she's wanting to find her mother. It's her birth mother, and anyway, here's the write-up, here's what she says about it. She says, I'm from Perth in Western Australia, and have traveled to Massachusetts to find my birth mother. I have very little info as my handing over to my parents was done in an unusual fashion. I do not have the name of my birth mother, only that she was young, scared, petite, strawberry blonde hair, and worked in an electronics or computer company. She gave birth under my adoptive mother's name, therefore I have no name to go by. I know she lived around the Boston area and may not have moved. I need a focus of an area, suburb, place, maybe a name. I have traveled far on a wing and a prayer, and I'm trying to combine my intuition, synchronicities, and help from others to guide my quest. I am in Peabody, Massachusetts for the next week. Before I move on to continue my search, I am an online friend of Jan Drake Bakke, and she suggested I call in, but I thought this would be a good introduction and set the context of my situation. I have taken out financial loans and have booked to leave in 2 months. This is a serious search that I must do. Please help me if you can. Many thanks, Carol Carey.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, did you want to share a little bit about what you got for her?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, last year she asked me where she's wanted to know where her mother was, and I got Boston, Massachusetts, and another psychic she asked got the same thing. So she was feeling, she's been feeling good about that. But this year, you know, it's another year. We don't know if she's still there. But so anyway, in this reading, I'll just read you what I said. It says, I am getting really muggy weather, but I feel, I can see there's green trees and very green grass around in this area. And I see water and boats on the water, and I hear peninsula. I hear that her mother is married, and I see an older, graying, white-haired man. And I keep seeing the face of this lady from Days of Our Lives that her mother could resemble, kind of, and from age 60, late 60s to early 70. And the lady's name on Days of Our Lives, that was Alice Horton. She was like a really sweet lady, very gentle. I hear that there are deep scars of this, of giving up her child, Carol. She needs to be gentle when she talks to her. I hear she will find her, too. That's what I heard. And I hear to go to the hospital where she was born and get the names of parents who adopted her. The name of her birth mother should be there, a social security number. A lawyer or a PI can help her with this, to get help with this legally. She might have to get a pro bono lawyer. She may have another last name now, but she will have a social security number to look up. And I keep hearing Steel Workers Union. I don't know what that all is. I hear this may be a little bit difficult, but liberating for Carol and for her mother, but to be very careful of her mother. She is not that strong right now. She is more fragile now, is what I heard. The names that I got were Lynette, Linda, or Anne Louise, and I'll keep checking on that. And then I started looking on a map, and it looked like what I had seen in my vision were congested cities, and I looked on the map, and that's exactly how this looks, very congested. Then I saw this waterfall, and I heard it, let's see, it might be hard, I hear it won't be all that hard to find her, but what will be hard is when you do find her. This is going to be a little disruptive to her. And then I looked on the map again, and I see Central Falls. That's after I saw the waterfall. That's a city near Pawtucket, which is on the border of Connecticut and Massachusetts, and that's exactly, that's kind of what Linda saw, and she'll,
yeah,
Linda can tell you what
got.
She saw.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked at this, yeah, and there's a city called Providence, and Fall River. Portlandia was another name that I got, but there is no Portlandia, but I saw that there was Portsmouth, or whatever. And so that's it. That's basically what I saw and heard and everything. So it's
yeah.
Just, you know, and I did let, so anyway. So what did you?
Yeah, I didn't get very much yeah. on it, but then I've been kind of distracted and scattered. But I did get on the border of Connecticut and Massachusetts and around water. Chris White.
Wow.
Hey, welcome to our Saturday group.
Cool.
Hey. Have you been following this with Carol?
Yeah, I have, and I'm actually kind of resonating with that. I'm feeling, you know, I've been listening to some of the other programs and stuff, and yeah, I think, my guides are, Michael's kind of good. He's shaking his head yes, but.
Why don't you take a minute and
yes,
tell everybody all
friend.
About you, Chris?
Yeah, I didn't. I tried to send you my bio. I actually I had some out of body and near death experiences when I was young, and then my 20s especially, I had some of those had some real out of body experiences, and then I got married, and when I got married, I had some difficulties in my marriage, and so I was like, and looking back on all the experiences I've had, I kind of was like, God, what the heck is going on? So first I studied psychology, and then I got into metaphysics, and then ended up in spirituality, and so now I'm here, and I actually had a lawn maintenance company for 30 years that I did, and I think, you know, the God kind of pushed me in that direction, because I got to where I could just walk in the yards, and I talked to the plants. I knew, you know, I just knew when plants were sick or what they needed and stuff. And that's kind of been my journey. And now, when I do readings, I use my cards, my pendulum, and I hear from my guide sometimes. And so that's been, you know, I'm kind of slipping in right now into trying to move more into that area, you know, like with y'all and with the Psychics Gone Wild program.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Well, we've got 913-843-7, okay, we got that one, 305. We have a Skype caller. We have 832-661. Another Skype caller, 315-203-480 and 908 waiting for us. We won't be able to get to all of you, so if we don't, be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for that special one-on-one reading time. Also, we have a new toll-free number. You can do the same thing there. It is 1-844-935-7200. And don't forget, we have a contest today. What is that thing with the little eyes, the little nose, and the big mouth in the video? It's all swaddled up like a baby. Give me your most creative answer, and at the end of the show, you will win a surprise prize. In the meantime, are we ready to go wild on our first caller?
Yes.
Yay. All right. Area code 913, you're on with Chris, Jan, and me. What can we do for you today?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
My name's Andy.
Oh, Andy, I like that.
Andy the girl.
Andy I?
Andy I, that's it.
Aw, love it.
Thanks. I had a question regarding health, not specific health stuff. I know that's I'm under a doctor's care, and following up with that, I'm just wondering if this is going to result in a little bit of surgery or some downtime. I'm kind of one of those busy people, like we all are, and in school and working, and this health thing sort of popped up and is demanding some attention, and so I'm giving it some attention. I'm just wondering how much attention it's going to take.
Okay, what I'm actually getting from the ET cards today is that the extraterrestrials are watching over you, and they are upgrading you. You might be recalling having some strange dreams dealing with physical stuff that's going on with your body, and that could be very well that they are there helping upgrade your systems to help you out with the situation. I'm also seeing two doctors. One is a very gentle, soft-spoken, intuitive female. She looks like she's younger. And then there's an older male one, too, that's kind of got a rough manner, but yet he's very, very knowledgeable in what your situation is. And they're telling me to tell you to pay attention to those two in particular. If you don't know them yet, you will. Does that resonate?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. We'll go next to Jan, and then we'll finish up with Chris. Jan, what are you getting?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
I got the deer right away, and I opened up the book, and the word that I see is gentleness. So that just went right with what Linda was saying about that one doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says that as a totem, deer may appear weak, but it is important to remember the great strength that lies at the heart of gentleness. If deer is your totem, you're gentle in speech and touch, sensitive to danger, you are acutely aware of what is best for you and those around you, and you can usually hear what truly lies behind others' words. You are non-critical, and you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. You willingly sacrifice your own needs for the sake of helping others, too. You are being reminded to listen to your intuition and to proceed gently. Perhaps you are contemplating change or need to resolve a situation. Dear reminds you to take the feelings of others into consideration and take heart. Dear can ease your fears by inspiring you with heightened instincts and new insights. You are on your way to becoming your true self. And that's what Dear is saying.
What a lovely card.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I actually pulled the Spiritual Union and the Harmony card, and that kind of fits right in with what Jan was talking about. I'm sensing that going to be some. She should trust her doctors, and there should be some spiritual unity. You know, mm-hmm. I think, and I'm also picking up that this is another one of life's tests to kind of bring you into bring you closer to to your destiny and your gifts and stuff, and develop you as a person.
Great. Well, thank you all very much. I really appreciate the insight.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
For sure.
And we send our best to you to get you through this as peacefully and gently as possible.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Thanks so much for your help.
You too, Andy.
Oh, you too, Andy.
Thanks,
Andy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go wild now on 843. You're on with Chris, Jan, and me. Hi, how can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I would love just a general question. I'm shifting quite a bit. Things in my life are moving too, I think career-wise and family-wise, and I feel like it's all positive, but I'm still kind of trying to grasp this, especially spiritually, of what's going on with me.
Oh, sure. Could I get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Pooja.
Okay. All right. The three cards that I'm pulling for you, first of all, you personally have figured out how to take command of your life and your situation. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good news? Because they are validating that for me in that very first card. They're showing a commander card. And the second card is Golden Liberation card. And what Golden Liberation means is that you have been struggling with something for a very long time, and now it has come to fruition, and you are free from whatever it was that was holding you back. I'm also seeing a guide for you on the other side that's an older male, could be a father, grandfather, uncle, and they're letting you know that they are around you, and they're witnessing what's going on with your family struggles, and they're trying to help bond the family together in a way of agree to disagree where needed and to get an open viewpoint to everything that's going on with each member involved so that everyone respects and treats each other with love. Does that resonate for you?
It does. I've always felt like my family stuff has held me back, though. So I've been trying. I've made peace with it. I'm kind of done with it. It's just their, it's all of their stuff, I feel like. And so I'm ready to move forward with it. I'm just ready to get over it. I'm just done, if that makes sense.
Hey, great.
I'm more focused on how I'm shifting.
Well, Dan might
have
something.
I mean, that's it. I'm just kind of watching it happen.
Shall I go?
Yeah.
I saw Kershaw. I saw the white horse really lit up, just like woo, really lit up. And if it's a white horse, it says you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks. In other words, that's what the horse is coming in to do for you, protect you, the white horse. You're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, a vision quest, or even a shamanic journeying. And if you're feeling held back by external circumstances or by conditioned beliefs about your supposed limitation, you might be feeling a little victimized and blaming others for your current situation. It gives you, you might be getting the urge to travel and explore new territories.
You may need a little boost of strength and endurance now to handle all the tasks before you. And your personal freedom is of highest priority, even if they don't approve of you. So you don't like to be stifled in any way, but you're very loyal to others, and you're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. So the horse is trying to give you a lot of strength here to carry on and go about what you want to do, it seems like to me, and still be a loyal family member and leader, but, you know, you are allowed to live your own life, too.
I'm actually seeing Pegasus.
Well. Yeah, Pegasus. I think it was like a Pegasus.
Oh, great. How about you, Chris?
Well, I pulled the third eye chakra card first, and when I saw that, I was thinking, I wasn't thinking it. You know, I kind of have knowings, and that to me is like, spiritual God, you know, the spiritual realm is wanting to kind of cut you loose from anything that's holding you back and set you on a path of, finding yourself. And I also pulled the Hope card second, that to me is like, there's definitely strong hope for what you want, where you want to go in that spirituality realm. And then I pulled the Choose Wisely card, and that's to me is like, as you move, learn to observe, and learn to really observe the thing. Ask your spirit guides if they come to you, but I ask the spiritual realm for some guidance, look for signs. Look for signs because my card, I'm seeing two couple of doves flying off away from some hands, so look for those signs in your life of that kind of resonate with you and listen to your heart. I myself have my strongest chakra is my heart chakra, and that's the one that tells me a lot when. I kind of try and listen to it. I meditate and focus on my chakras. I try and listen to that heart chakra to get guidance as to, where the truth is and where my path lies. And I think you're ready for a spiritual journey, and there's hope there.
I agree.
Yeah,
did that help you today?
I've been on a spiritual journey. Yes, absolutely. I'm a little bit confused, though, because I feel like I've been on a spiritual journey for all these years. Come last year, I was very heavily put back into the physical realm, like very much into my body, where I wasn't able to, all I was focusing on was a new grounding, feeding myself, really taking care of myself, some physicality. It was like creating a new, almost like a new foundation, family and all that. And so I feel like I've lost myself a little bit spiritually where it comes to the journeying and reaching the higher realms and all that. Not so much that I'm not connected, just that my focus had shifted for a little while. And I'm hoping some of that comes back. And that is what I'm looking
forward to. Well, I have to tell you something there. Giving me a message right now in response to what you just said, they're reminding me to tell everyone this is the new moon in Leo. This is the day that the new moon has come into Leo, and this is when we should try to find something in the physical, creative way of expression that's new and different and something we haven't done before, whether it's writing, music, dance, sculpting, art, or some type of design with structures or even working with nature. They're saying try something new because this is a time when people are going to be able to find further steps to their mission by creating something. So give that a little bit of thought, okay? Mm-hmm. See what you can come up with. I think that might be why you called in today, is because it is today.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank
Sounds
you
good.
So much. Let us know
Thank
how
you.
It goes, all right?
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to rock on now to 305, you're live. Hi, what can we do for you?
Hi, my name is Felicia, and I have a couple of questions. I'm wondering a little bit about my health and any messages from Spirit as far as do I still need to be concerned about it? And as far as messages from spirit, how can I foster opening messages to come to me, to being receptive, to seeing them, not just for myself, but, you know, to help my children and find their paths? I feel like the spirit's there, but I'm not getting it. I'm not hearing it for whatever reason.
Well, first of all, the answer to the last part of that comes in the cards in the way of meditation. They're showing me a woman who meditates and someone who spends a lot of time out in nature. That's one of the ways that you can do that, to be more open to receiving. Now, on the health, they're showing me a shadow, and I don't know if that's like a shadow you would see on an X-ray or something, but they're also showing me a white rescue ship, and a white rescue ship means that something is coming to you to rescue you out of the situation of the shadow. And since we're talking about health, that it just, again, be open, use your meditation and intuition to determine if you're given several courses of action to choose from, to know which one to take. Does that resonate for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Dan?
Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
I see these huge, oh, it's big. It's really big. They're spreading out so wide. It's a peacock. And it says, you're about to experience a vision that will greatly affect your life and direction you're going in. More than a time to take action, this is a time to be watchful, observing, and what goes on inside and around you. You're safe and well protected, so there's no need to worry. It's important now to take a risk and speak your truth rather than holding back, as there will be ample opportunities to do so. Your dignity and integrity are particularly called for right now, to make it a point to walk your talk and to hold your head up. And when you first came on and started talking, I saw you taking these wings in your own arms and putting your arms way out and spreading them. And it was like it sort of encompassed your whole being. And then I saw the peacock come out of then it became a peacock. So I feel like this is the time for you to open up and spread your wings into your new development of spirituality. Does that resonate? Does that feel
good? Okay.
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 Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I agree. I'm resonating with all of that. I feel that I pulled the Foundation Achievement card, and the thing that really jumped out at me was the rainbow and all the colors and stuff. I think you're beginning, you're on your way. And I just had to make comment too. Also, I had this feeling of I had to kind of battle with some cancer at one point in my life, And sometimes our health problems, the caller even before this, our health problems are kind of wake-up calls and prompting us to kind of move forward. And really woke me up to the spiritual realm. And I also pulled a light card on you that, you're heading into, knowing the spiritual realm and the light with the light card. And I would just really encourage you, I've had a lot of trauma in my life they're all learning lessons, encouraging, kind of waking us up going, look what's out here, and to pay attention and be observant, just be more observant and try and feel that realm out there that, we can't see.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, and our best to you, Felicia.
Thanks.
Thank you,
thank
Felicia.
You. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay, we've got a lot of Skype callers in today, but I'm hoping that this one will be able to hear us. Hi, Skype caller 111, you are on with us. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. You there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can. Is this Deep?
Hi, Linda. Yes, this is Deep.
Hi, Deep. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I had this question about my love life.
Okay.
I've been seeing a girl called Dimitra since the last couple of months. Do you guys see us being able to progress this into a long-term relationship and make it last till the end, like marriage and children?
Okay, I'm actually getting the card for freedom of choice. And what this card is saying to me is that the potential is always there, but it is totally up to the two of you to decide what you want to do with the relationship. Now, that said, the person that seems to be in question here has something either medical going on or is in the medical field somehow. And they're also showing me the potential for you to be going on a trip soon. Does any of that resonate?
Yes, it does. She has some medical problems I'm aware of.
And she may need to travel to get those taken care of?
Probably. I'm not sure about that. But otherwise, okay, if we decide to take it forward, do you see us being compatible to last till the end?
I do feel a compatibility, but then again, it's going to be up to you two to decide where you are on your journey. And especially if she's having health problems right now, you're going to need a lot of patience with her, because sometimes when people are not well, they kind of react in a non-authentic self way. So just take it one step at a time, be supportive, and that's about really all I can say on that. Jan?
Hi. I really feel for her. It's a hard situation if they have health problems, because I have a lot of health problems myself, and my husband has been so patient and just, it's very, you know, it's a hard thing. But if there's if you have that loving connection and desire and wanting to be with each other, it will work out. It definitely will, because there's love is stronger than anything. But I got the dolphin for you very clearly, and just wow. And it says, take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and think and behave lovingly and positively toward that person you may be having difficulty with. Smile more and notice how they smile back at you. Smile more at others. And try doing deep breathing exercises, which is really helpful anytime anyway. That's like in meditation, you know. And it says you're a master communicator and you're able to listen at several different levels simultaneously, and you're very sensitive to people's feelings. You live very much in the present, and you are the guardian of waters, which means that your soul's assignment to do anything you can do to protect and clean the oceans, the rivers, and lakes. I don't know if you like water, but... but also what the dolphin represents, too, are intuitive, psychic, telepathic type people. And it's also a time to not take things so seriously and have fun and play and just enjoy life. And that's what the dolphin comes in to tell us, is to be friendly and happy and, you know, enjoy life a little bit. So maybe that's what it's trying to tell you, is just everything's going to be okay, you know, and you're going to go through some of these things with her, and that connection between the two of you is what's going to keep you together. That strong connection of love and trust is what keeps a relationship together, you know what I mean? And just try to have faith in that as much as you can. That's what'll do it. Just keep having faith in it. And trusting in the divine that the two of you are meant to be together. And I don't know, I just keep going back to my husband and I. That's what's happened with us, exactly. And we both just have total trust, you know, that everything is going the way it's supposed to be going. It's a strange path, but it's actually a very beautiful path. It can be, even when somebody's ill. Mm-hmm. So good luck, Steve. I hope that gives you,
thank you,
something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris? Sure.
Yeah, well, I really resonated that. And it actually was pretty synchronistic, the cards I pulled, because I pulled a patient and planning card, And both of y'all mentioned patience. I was sitting here kind of looking at it, and but I think he needs to be patient with the situation. And the last caller card I pulled was a throat chakra card too. So he, I think, you know, learning to talk and work things and just be patient and just talk. And I'm sensing that you can do that. You can articulate and talk and work through whatever health problems and work through that. And and actually I pulled the material and spiritual prosperity card, so I think that's going to be the end result, you know, of what you're going through. But this was very synchronistic, the patient and the throat chakra card, with what Jan and Linda were talking about. I think if you you know, encourage her, you know, and be patient and plan, you know, and work with her on that heart loving level, and the trust is very important. And so I'm that's what I got, and it seems right in alignment with what Lynn and Jan was saying.
Right. Thank you.
Awesome.
Chris.
Thank you, Deep, and our best to you and your lady. Okay.
Thank you, Linda. Can I ask if do you think her problems would be long term, or would her illness be a specific a short term kind of thing?
Chris, did you get that?
When he said that, what I immediately heard was a year. Now, that's if you want to call that short term or long term. I've had some medical issues in my life, and I'm not trying to laugh at that. That's certainly not funny. But at this point in my life, I've had so many medical issues that I'm kind of like, gosh, this is the dream world we're living in, and we just have to kind of take it as it comes and go with the flow, and just be patient and learn to try to get into that meditative loving state, and just realize life is getting you what you need to know to pick up on, you know, your path, your journey.
Yep, sure. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Deep. Like
please
I said,
let
our
us
best
know what happens too. Please call back,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Deep, so we know.
Yes, sure, I will.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay, one of our family is calling in. Hi, Annette.
Oh, thank you for taking my
Yay!
Call.
Yay!
Uh-huh. And Chris.
Hi.
I forgot Chris was part of the team. Okay. Well, you know that I was seeing this gentleman, and basically it's broken off, and I'm feeling pretty guilty about it. But what do you pick up on that?
Well, first of all, even before I look at the cards, I'm going to tell you there is no reason to feel guilty. Sometimes paths just do not intermingle properly for the long haul. They may be together for a while, but then they're meant to go on. Or as my friend Sandra Green always says, people come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, and sometimes it's just for a season. So please don't feel guilty, okay? But first of all, I've got for you a very meditative woman, which you are, and you're working more and more with that now than you used to. You're pulling more from your own intuition instead of reacting to what's going on around you in the physical world. I'm also showing to the next man, and he's a very quiet, serious type. And he's also a light warrior in his own way. He may not even realize he is, but he's somebody that's very strong in the cause of the people and the planet and helping all of those situations. Does that resonate for you?
Well, I would kind of thought that the last one would have been that because he's a police officer, you know, and he's very quiet.
Sometimes we've got to taste a little bit of everything on the buffet table before we know what it is we want to go back seconds, right?
Right.
I think I've been hanging around Jethro too much. He's influencing me with food analogies.
<There you go. laughs> Well, that resonates with me, so I have to have my bypass.
Hey, Jan, what are you getting?
Hey, Annette.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Well, I did go in and check out that guy a few days ago, and I didn't get a chance to write you back. But what I'm getting now, though, right this minute, is the lion is coming in, and so that's the first time I've seen the lion for you. But, you know, sometimes I think they just come in as a message. You know what I mean? Just like at the moment right here and now, just to give a message. And, I mean, that is what they do. Excuse me. And it says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront an uncomfortable situation. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively or recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. It says here, anytime that you're feeling stressed or beaten down by any situation, they say to call on the lion to give you a sense of power and self-confidence to deal with any kind of circumstances. And if any part of your dignity or integrity has been called into question, you call on the lion, too, to recapture your self-esteem. And you've been called upon to assume a position of authority and leadership. So if you've taken on a project that seems overwhelming, even though you know you have the necessary skill and intelligence, you can complete it. And you have a strong presence and a dignified manner, such that people always notice when you walk into the room. And you are a natural leader and have great organizational skills. You are at your best when you function as a part of a group or community. And you like to stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. Well, I think all of that is true since I know you. And but anyway, I hope the lion is giving you a little few things here to think about. And I agree with Linda. There's nothing to feel guilty about.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had a false profile on Facebook, like I told you, but police officers are noted for doing that to catch criminals. But I felt about a lot of things because, you know, I didn't even know his real name for about a week, you know, which is common, I guess.
Oh,
but,
boy.
You know, so that's where I'm at.
Well, this looks like someone new to me. So that's got this quiet characteristics, but they're also very into helping out with all of the causes that we need to be aware of at this time. But let's see what Chris has.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I pulled a heart chakra card, and I'm just, again, pay attention to your heart and what it's telling you and any messages you can, you know, pay attention to your body, any messages when you're around him, as far as seeking the truth. And I also pulled the waiting game card. And I'm sensing that, it's going to be a process with him, you know, waiting and kind of feeling him out and seeing what's really good, what the truth is there. And I'd say again, just pay attention, be observant listen to what your heart's telling you.
Mm-hmm. So my heart gets me in trouble all the time. Yeah, you know, I'm very easy, let's put it that way, too. I love people too easy, let's put it that way.
Well, I hope we helped you, Annette.
That's why we love you so much.
There's
somebody new out there.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, at this time I'm going to go ahead and announce the winner of the contest. It was a really tough choice. I had two people that I was trying to decide between. Let me tell you first who they are. Carlene Heller had written in, ROFL, it's Mr. Chin. He is generational to us. And Marjorie Keating had written a double-talking chin-chin, so I passed it over to some friends of mine who actually posted that there was a contest in the group and asked them which to decide between. And they had to go with a double-talking chin-chin. So Marjorie Keating, you're going to be the winner of the surprise prize, but Carlene Heller, if you will contact me on Facebook, I'll give you a runner-up prize. I'll give you a digital download of one of my new songs. So congratulations to both of you. Yay!
Woo-hoo! Awesome!
All right, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And that,
okay.
That music is so good, Linda. Oh, anybody
thank
who gets
you.
To get any of your music is lucky.
Really
lucky.
I happen to know Carlene has already my 3-CD set. So this will be something new that she hasn't heard before. So we'll have fun with that one.
Wow.
All right, going on to our next caller. 203, hi, you're on with Jan, Chris, and me.
Hi, thank you. This is the first time I've called.
Well, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying listening to your show. Forgive me for being so negative, but this is where I'm at. I really am at the end of everything. I'm at the end of my car, end of my teeth, end of my living situation, which has been so difficult, and I just don't have finances. I've been alone for over 30 years, and the past number of years have really felt lonely. If there's anything you could pick up on, whether it's companionship, I sort of have a pipe dream about investment of small amount of money that if it came through, it would help me profoundly. Just really struggling to continue to struggle and sometimes wonder why. It's almost been my whole life that this has been, you know, a struggle. And, you know, everyone says God's there, God's taking care of you, and, you know, this is your lessons. And I'm at the point now where it's like, this is so long. It's so long.
So sorry. Could I get your name, please, so that we could have permission?
It's Pat. My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. You're also warm.
So understand what you're feeling. I have so many friends right now. One is 60 years old and going through this again type thing every day, and she's struggling too to hold on to the faith that there is a higher power up there. And I know it's hard to feel that way. It really is. Let's see what the cards will advise you here. And it looks like they're going to advise you about the same thing they've advised me for my friend. And that is continue to hold on to your own knowingness, your own intuition in any choice you make in life. If you feel something is not right, then do not get involved in it at all. Try to put shields around yourself is another one they're showing me. Use some sort of psychic shielding to keep the stuff that other people are doing to you away from you so that it doesn't affect you. But they are showing me that there is a male on the other side. It's either a guide or a loved one that is trying to help you. And I feel that he's contacting you in your dreams, that you're having really nightmarish type dreams, and that someone will pop in there and try to shake you out of it and redirect those dreams. Does that resonate?
Well, it's interesting. I actually, yes and no. In the morning, I get jolted, woken up with anxiety, but I think that's thyroid issues. But that happens a lot.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying to get you out of nightmares, too.
Okay.
Because you're creating nightmares over there because of your situation and how you're feeling about it and how you feel everything's closing in on you all the time.
Yeah.
Jan?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, Pat, I really could feel a lot of stuff here. Some of it was similar to what I'm feeling, too. That's what was interesting. I have these. I'm getting a lot of, you know, I have anxiety sometimes, but I think I'm going through
some kind of hormonal thing right now too, and it really makes you feel really weird, you know. But the struggle, you know, like the struggle. I know, gosh, and we do struggle a lot sometimes, and I know how. Oh, I feel badly for you, because if it continues on and on and on, it is. And it's just like, when is it going to stop, you know? And so at this point, praying is just so huge in my life for all of that, just in general. But the animal that came in for you right away was the Roadrunner. And I've never even had the Roadrunner before, so this is kind of interesting. There are situations occurring in your life that require you to think on your feet, change direction quickly, and adapt to a new course, which you are capable of doing. This is a great time to make some plans and put them into action so you can manifest whatever it is you want. Be willing to laugh at yourself and not take your quirks and idiosyncrasies too seriously. Explore and experiment with different ways you can benefit yourself with others spiritually, emotionally, and physically through the use of sound. So, wow. Okay. And then it says, be sure to take care of yourself first before you attempt to take care of others. That way you can completely present when you're in service to them. That way you can be completely present when you're in service with them. You need to have a good laugh, and you need to think, you may be thinking someone's trying to trick or play a practical joke, but they may not be. So you're a doer, and you're happiest when you're busy and involved. And whether it's for fun or profit, you're very sharp and your mind is constantly at work. And you need to remind yourself to slow down. And that's what happens to me a lot, is my mind goes really fast sometimes, and I just need to slow it down. And then, and just relax and, you know, let the anxiety sort of float and let it float in and float out, you know what I mean, type thing. And that's what I'm always working on too. And it also says you're involved sometimes in several things at once. And so you need to just take one thing at a time and just take it easy on each one, you know, just one thing at a time, and don't let any more anxiety come into your life by taking on too many things at once. And so anyway, I don't know if any of this resonates for you, if this helps, but gosh, I really do feel for you. And I always feel like there's a new day, you know. There's always that new day, and there's always going to be something that's going to come, and have faith in that coming to you, something better. Something that's going to get you out of your struggles, and look for that. Always look for it, because it will come. It does come. It really does. I know it will. It can, and it will. And have faith in it. Okay. And I just want to share that with you.
Thank you so much for your compassion.
Thank you. Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh darn, I'm resonating with all you guys. I, like I said, my heart chakra is the biggest one, and I pulled the emotional loss card, I'm really working on trying to talk through my emotions, but that's tough. And but let me think for a minute here, because I pulled the Memories of Love card, and in my life, I don't know if it was Jan or Linda that was talking, But they were, I've myself have gone through a lot of that stuff, and I've had to, you know, I've had those, you know, racing horses in my mind just running wild up there with what's going on, just making me crazy. And I really had to force myself to kind of meditate and try and pull out those, you know, go back and pull out the memories of the things that had happened to me and look forward, you know, and kind of, because I really come from a quantum physics. I know when I say that, people a lot of times roll their eyes like, what's that about? But it's about manifestation. It's about, you know, your controlling those racing horses, your thoughts, because your thoughts create your reality a lot of times. And not a lot of times, I think most of the time. And so if you can, focus on that, any sort of goodness or anything good that's happening in your life, and try and slow those wild horses down, running wild in your mind, that's what's going to pull you through this. And kind of put, you know, if you can put yourself into a state of being of, if you can get into those good thoughts, it will put you into that state of being about feeling, learning to love yourself, you know, and that will attract and actually manifest more goodness in your life. You'll attract that to you. And that's what I'm feeling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pat, our hearts go out to you.
You're all very compassionate. I appreciate it. Do you see any break in any area?
I feel like what I told the previous caller, that maybe one of the things that you can do right now with the new moon in Leo is to find a creative, expressive outlet that you haven't tried before, or do something different with one, like if you'd like to take pictures or do journaling or some type of work on the computer that would make you happy, to do that, even if it's not going to get you famous, just to do it for the satisfaction of knowing that you did it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you all so much. You're all very, really wonderful. I appreciate it.
Just know you've got a Psychics Gone
thank
Wild
you, Pat.
Family here.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you
all
so
love
much.
You.
You're wonderful too, Pat.
The gentleman, what's your name?
It's Chris White.
Chris, just thank you, my goodness, for sharing your heart. That was just so deep and touching, incredible.
Well, it really touched me. So.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pat.
Bye, Pat.
Well, we're just about down to the last of the show. I'm really sorry, but we won't be able to get in 480-908-856 or 111 Skype. However, Marjorie Keating is the winner of our contest tonight, and she will be getting something from Jethro, a surprise prize. And also, I will be sending Carlene. I love Carlene's comment, too, so I'll be sending her one digital download that she didn't have before. But Chris, why don't you tell everyone how they can get a hold of you?
Well, you can contact me at intuitivechriswhite at gmail.com, or else you can contact me through my phone number. It's I'm wondering am I supposed to give out my personal phone number? I guess
if you're using that for readings or whatever, sure.
Yeah, I it's area code 813-295-2345. I really haven't set up my web page or a way to take payments for any of that stuff yet. So, I'll put that out there.
Thanks, Chris. I'm so glad you're joining us on Saturdays. I just love you.
And
I also love my Jan. I'm a Jan fan. Jan, tell everyone how they get a hold of you.
Well, I'm a Linda fan, and I'm also a Chris fan, and I love you both. And
yeah.
I'm really glad you're here too, Chris. And it's Jandrake 007 at hotmail.com. And we're all at the www.psychicsgunwild.com. And I have a Facebook page, Jan Drake Bakke, where I put up a lot of stuff of our group, what we're doing and stuff, and you can check that.
Oh, thanks,
yep.
Jan. We also have a toll-free number. Get your readings that way, too. 1-844-935-7200. Well, everyone, until next time, we will be staying wild all through the weekend. Don't forget, this is also CE5HICE. If you wish to make contact with our extraterrestrial family, set your intention to do so, join in groups, and have a good time. Remember, it's a party. Life is a party, and we have to make it a good one. So until next time, love, light, peace, unity, all staying wild on Psychics Gone Wild.